Well, good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Stephanie L. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, April 4th, 2024, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 88, the second full paragraph, beginning with, "We alcoholics are undisciplined," reading two paragraphs ending with, "Devoted to step 12. We are reading and commenting on both paragraphs this morning. Today's readers are Penny L.C. reading the text, Julie E.B. reading page 164, and Eileen M. is our backup reader today. Newcomer greeter will be Christina M., and announcements will be Shelley E. The reference ID number for yesterday, Thursday, April 3rd, 2025, is 22,314. 22314. And for today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,316 or 22316. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA for those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for Your Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Terry G. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, and thank you for your service, Stephanie. This is Terry G. from Pensacola, Florida, a food addict, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. We admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character, humbly asking Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except where to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening on the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be of service on this first Friday of the month. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Terry G. I have a mute issue this morning. Thank you, Terry G. I will now ask Joanne L. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Joanne.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Thank you, Stephanie, for your service and everybody on the line, especially the newcomers. My name is Joanne L. I am from Rhode Island, and I am working on steps 10, 11, and 12. And this is the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a living God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you very much, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Joanne L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to re-mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are on page 88. We're going to start with that second full paragraph, beginning with, "We alcoholics are undisciplined." We're going to read two paragraphs, ending with, "Devoted to step 12. We're going to read and comment on both those paragraphs this morning. And I will now ask Penny L.C. to please begin reading. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for your service. And good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. We alcoholics are undisciplined, so we let God discipline us in the simple way we have just outlined. But this is not all. There is action and more action. Faith without works is dead. Quote. The next chapter is entirely devoted to step 12. And, thinking about this place in the Big Book, I know I used to be superbly undisciplined myself, and I was a supreme procrastinator. But being able to admit this to myself, to my higher power, and to others has allowed me to ask for help, for guidance, and for accountability. And yes, allowing my higher power to direct me and the steps along with the program to shape me. Yet, as it has been stressed from day one, recovery, if I want to keep what I have been blessed to receive, I must commit to giving it to others, also pledging to be of service in all aspects of my life. Faith without works is dead, this quote, is from a religious text, and here does provide a warning from the big book authors. Now that I operate from a spiritual framework, I know I seek to fulfill my higher power's purpose for me to be of service, not just to talk the talk, but to walk the walk. And I need to heed this warning and follow through. Appropriately, now that I have been instructed on steps 1 through 11, I will move on to read and learn about step 12. Just as with any new action or activity I begin, it is necessary to read the directions on how to go about taking on the task. While carrying the 12-step message of spiritual recovery can be daunting, with these pages ahead, I am given an excellent outline to follow about how to go about it, and so grateful that I have this guidance along with fellows and higher power to be able to be taking on the gift that I've been given, passing on others so that they may too find their freedom. And just grateful to have been gifted this, be able to gift it to others. And with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Penny LC. And we're now going to open the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you share it on Wednesday or Thursday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share too. I will remind you. Please mute. I'll remind you when your time is up. So if you would like to share this morning, please give us your first name, your last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
My name is
Michelle C.
Wyoming. From New York.
I heard.
Michelle C.
Roz G.
Everyone pause, please. I heard two people in that whole mismatch. Eileen M. And then, you know what? I just heard Eileen M. So if we could one more time. I think I heard Roz G. in there, too.
Yes, thank you.
Julie E.B.
Sherry M. Julie E.B. Got you, Sherry M.
Diane.
Michelle C.
And Michelle C. I've got Michelle C. I heard McCall. And McCall, what's your last initial?
Branch, New York.
My
McCall,
last initial is.
Thank you.
My last initial is S as in Serenity.
Joan Marie.
All right, got you, Joan Marie. I need Serenity right now. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let me tell you who I have so that if I don't say your name, go ahead. But let me tell you who I have. I have Eileen M., Roz G., Julie E. B., Sherry M., Michelle C., McCall S., Joan Marie, Ruth E. Who did I miss?
Diane M.
Barbara S., New York.
Okay, I've got you, Barbara S., but there was someone before you, Diane M. C., was it?
Correct.
Okay, so I just added Diane M. C. and Barbara S. Everybody. Okay. Well, we're going to stop with this list. This is quite a list to get us started. Well, let me repeat it one more time. Eileen M., Roz G., Julie E.B., Sherry M., Michelle C., McCall S., Joan Marie, Bruce E., Diane MC, and Barbara S. Okay, so we're going to start with Eileen M., followed by Roz G., and please let us know where you're calling from. Good morning, Eileen. If you can hit star one to unmute, please.
Thank you. Talking away. This is Eileen M., gratefully recovered in New Hampshire, compulsive overeater. So I'm looking at that first line, we alcoholics are undisciplined. So, you know, a synonym for undisciplined is uncooperative, willful, and defiant. And, you know, willfulness kept me in the disease, you know, this disease of self-reliance. You know, when I was growing up, self-reliance and self-sufficiency was rewarded. You know, that's how I thought I was supposed to live. And, you know, these instructions we've been reading about in the past couple of days, these are like an integral part of the work that we do every day as recovered individuals in order to stay in fit spiritual condition, you know, this 11th step. And here's the thing is, you know, we all have free will. We have a choice of whether we're going to do this or not. You know, every day I get up, you know, I have a choice about, am I going to cooperate with my higher power? Am I going to sit quietly in meditation, you know, asking for strength and guidance for the day, you know? And, you know, the reason I do that is because, you know, I became convinced that my life, you know, run on my own will was not successful, that, you know, it got unmanageable very quickly. And, you know, all I had to do was go back to my fourth step and look at that and read that, you know, and see how self-reliance failed. It's like, you know, I had to concede to my innermost self that my life wasn't successful when it was just run by me. You know, I think these are the instructions that, you know, these instructions are like step three in action. You know, and on page 52 in the book, it says, we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe. You know, our ideas did not work, but the God idea did. And it also tells us at the end, this last few sentences, is we can't keep this to ourselves. We have to give it away. So now, you know, now what do? Now we go out and we carry the message to other people. So others that are struggling. So thanks so much for letting me share. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Eileen M. from New Hampshire. Next, we've got Roz G., followed by Julie E. B. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning, and thank you for your service. My name is Roz G. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm recovered in Palmdale, California, which is in Los Angeles County. And I love how the big book tells me what I am. I'm an undisciplined person. Before I worked the steps, I did not have any discipline at all. I didn't plan. I didn't plan for anything. I didn't plan for financial situations, and I found myself broke a lot. I didn't plan my food at all, and I just ate whatever, whenever, and I was late all the time. You know, I had a lot of character defects. Well, they were all selfish and self-centered, but the manifestations of them were, you know, as a result of not being disciplined. And I don't like the word discipline, but it's important. And in this big book, we are given spiritual disciplines that are actually very wonderful. So God disciplines me. I love God's discipline. You know, sometimes I get chastised or, you know, by God, but it's because God loves me. God loves me so much that he's going to discipline me. And if I don't, you know, live a spiritually disciplined and, you know, life, if I don't live by spiritual principles, I'm going right back into the food and all the other things that come with that. And so there's actions. Well, you know, there's simple actions. It's simple, but not easy. Okay, let's say it like that. They're not easy, but they're simple. Simple actions that I need to take on a daily basis in order to recover from the disease of compulsive overeating. I must set my alarm, and I must work with another person. Thank God that the next chapter is all about that, because if I do not take the action of working with another person, I am surely to go back into the food. If I don't take the action of doing my on awakening every day and asking God to direct my thinking and not resting on my laurels and asking God to help me pause when I'm agitated, resentments and fears will crop up and build up, and I will eat again. So I just want to say that I'm grateful for this outline. I'm grateful for the steps. I have a fabulous life today, which is not perfect, and there's resentments and fears sprinkled in there. But thank God that the book has given me the tools of the actions to take care of those things. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Roz G. from California. Next, we've got Julie E. B., followed by Sherry M. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, this is Julie, gratefully recovered in Colorado. I'm really grateful to be a part of this meeting, and this 11-step awakening prayer changes my life every day. I pause when I'm going through it, when I'm reading it. I pause and think about it. You know, the word discipline means to train. It's not the scolding, it's not the negative, but it's pretty tricky if you're not used to the phrase of God or higher power. It sounds like a mean thing, but for me, when it says I've been in much less danger, this is the kind of thing that I did, like holding my child's hand to make sure that they didn't run out into the middle of the street. You know, those are some of the times, or my teenagers put themselves in unsafe situations and I grounded them, you know. And remember, for me, that danger comes when these when these things crop up, including excitement. I'm a person that I could pick up eating or emotional inebriety or spiritual distance from God, not just when I am worried or angry, but also when I'm overly excited about everything going my way, celebrating, as it were. So I hope that for today you're working one with another person. Reach out, make that call, find a sponsor, and work these steps, because they really do change my life so that I'm not in so much danger today. That's all I know how to do with my mind. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Julie E.B. from Colorado. Next, we've got Sherry M., followed by Michelle C. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi there. Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for your service. This is Sherry M., and I am a real compulsive overeater. And I wanted to share on this part of the big book, especially. And I also was on listening to the previous meeting, early morning meeting, and someone said discipline is love. And that really resonated with me. I come from a military background, and so I always felt like, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness, and get up early, you make your bed, you do all these things, and it puts order in your life. And when it comes to this program, I can say that I have been slipping and sliding for a while now, and not really understanding the nature of my malady, thinking that I could do it. I didn't realize that my ego and pride were building up, and I started to stop doing the disciplines that had gotten me recovered and kept me recovered for a short time. And if I look back now, I can see that it's been a slow, steady drip. And I think the problem for me was getting recovered and having a close relationship with God. It looked so different when I was sliding out, because I wasn't going back to like the hardcore items, and I still felt, I only thought I was connected to God, and I was still attending the vision meetings and being of service. But yet, if I look back at the whole thing, I can see that I was slowly edging God out. And it wasn't until this last month where my clothes started getting tighter. And then somebody sent me all the birthday talks from OA, and I was listening to all the birthday talks, and slowly something was happening. And I was realizing that I've been kind of checked out of meetings. I'm not even calling fellows. I'm not really connected.
not working with anybody. I'm not helping anybody. And then it was Patrick B. who shared. He said, maybe you're in more trouble than you think you are. And you know what? Those words were so beautiful to me. And I said, oh my God, I'm in trouble because I've been using my mind to tell me that I'm okay. And the disease centers in the mind. And this disease is so cunning and so powerful and so baffling. And I am so grateful that I have found a sponsor. I'm deep in the work. I'm back in all the way. And I just never want to leave again. And I want to share this as a cautionary tale. It happened so subtly, so slowly. And it's, and you know, you can go towards death in a slow manner, or I can go towards life quickly by just doing the discipline. So I'm grateful to be willing to do things that I never did before. God bless everyone. I'm so grateful to be alive. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Sherry M. And I believe you're in Wyoming, if you could confirm that. You're in Wyoming.
Thank you. I am in Wyoming. Thanks, Stephanie.
Okay, awesome. So glad you're here, Sherry. Next, we're going to have Michelle C., followed by McCall S. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, this is Michelle C. in California. These two paragraphs have a lot packed in. I love, two things that, you know, we alcoholics are undisciplined. And, you know, our alcoholic foods, my compulsive eating. As I was starting to put those foods down, I realized that I was on. I needed to manage my mind because I started to turn to shopping and social media. So I realized that I needed some help with developing some self-control and some tools. And so I've been really trying to lean into the tools of the OA program, as well as things from my therapist to help me. I wanted to share that the root of the two words discipline and disciple are the same, you know, coming from being a student, a pupil, and learning from your teacher or mentor. I know that myself, starting from when I was a teenager, I was always trying to figure out how to access the best part of me. I knew I had a good part of me, and I knew that my food had an influence on it, and I knew the movement that I did. I was on the swim team growing up, doing a lot of yoga. But I also struggled with depression and anxiety, and I was just looking for ways, so many different ways to help manage my mind, whether it was through therapy, through different religions or spiritual traditions. And they all kind of come back to the same thing, which is, you know, learning to manage your mind with different tools. I also wanted to say that I love from the book of James that here it's quoted, faith without works is dead. And I wanted to thank you, everyone who's been sharing all their stories about their process through the journey of doing the steps and making amends. I'm on steps 8 and 9, and I cannot wait to be living in steps 10, 11, and 12 and being of service to our community here through Vision, through OA. And just wanted to thank you, everyone, for their service and for their shares. And with that, I pass. This is Michelle C.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle C. in California. And I just wanted to remind everyone that we don't reference outside literature, only approved literature, and we're sticking with the big book. So just wanted to give that reminder to everyone. Next, we've got McCall S., followed by Joan Marie. Good morning, McCall.
Good morning, Stephanie. My name is McCall. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I'm very grateful to be here this morning. Great meeting. Thank you for your service. Thank everyone for their service. so, yes, really, really like that I've been hearing some various definitions of undisciplined. And, you know, thinking back to, I don't want what I have. Like, my solution brought me here. Thank you, higher power. And just kind of going back to like step one, right? Like so now I'm part of this whole thing. You know, when I was eating, I was so isolated and alone. And again, you know, trying to make a way of living that just was not bringing me any joy or happiness. So I get to come here and see, like, oh, I'm powerless over food. Yes, definitely my life is unmanageable. And then I was thinking about this word faith, and faith to me is actually associated with the third step. But I get hope, you know, in the second step, you know, by listening to all of you, and the isolation breaks, you know, and I realize I no longer have to use food as a solution. And then, yes, I'm making the decision to continue on with the rest of the steps for this new way of life, this discipline. You know, I wanna follow this discipline so that I'm no longer searching for, you know, the answers by myself. My higher power is within me. You know, I used to put food within me to feel the connection, but now it's, you know, higher power. Nothing that I see with my eyes can fill my insides. I heard that once, and I don't always believe it, so I have to keep coming, and I have to stay in the steps. And, you know, I love at this point that it talks about faith without works is dead. The works, you know, I've done all this work up until this point, and now I get to go work with others, the next chapter. So thanks for letting me share. Thanks for letting me participate in my recovery, and thank you all for being here. I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, McCall S. And before we go to Jo Marie, let me remind you all where we're at. We're on page 88, the second full paragraph, beginning with, "We alcoholics are undisciplined." We read two paragraphs ending with devoted to step 12, and we're reading and commenting on those two paragraphs this morning. So we'll go with Joan Marie, followed by Bruce E. Good morning, Joan Marie.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for everybody's share. Well, there's so much that stands out in this little paragraph. I don't even know where to begin. And a lot of people talked about the disciplined or undisciplined. And that's what I tell my sponsees, that the food plan is teaching us how to be disciplined and accountable. So I wanted to hit that part and let God. How does God do that? By working these steps, by completing all of these steps, and then working with others allows me to stay in the steps, studying them, going through them, and keeps on reminding me that I never get to graduate. I keep on going and helping. And it's a beautiful program, and I love where it says it works. It really does work. I've seen the miracle in my own life and in the sponsees. And so I would just say to everyone, if you don't have a sponsor, get a sponsor and interview that sponsor. Ask questions about what do you expect from me? How do you work your program? Because it is work. And my sponsor said to me, "This, I'm going to give you a lot of work." And I was desperate, so desperate that I did every bit of it with joy. And one of my sponsees say that this is joy work. And it really is joy work, because it relieves me of the bondage of self, the bondage to the food that kept me in self and selfishness and self-centeredness. And my thing today is to be always aware of the presence of God in my life. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Well, thank you, Jo Marie M. And I believe you're in Nevada. I hope I got that right.
I am in Nevada. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Next, we're going to have Bruce E., followed by Diane M.C. Please let us know where you're calling from. And good morning, Bruce. And Bruce, you need to hit star 1 to unmute. We can't hear you.
Yeah, I was almost a day late and dollar short there, you know. Geez, I can't believe it. I'm really off today. And that, I got to apologize. This is Brucey. I'm recovered in Sanibel, Florida. I want to say that I apologize. I was the one that said no earlier on the call because my little baby, I got a baby here. He's a one-year-old golden doodle rescue, and he had the dishcloth in his bed, and he was getting ready to eat it. So anyway, apologize for that. So again, I'm Bruce E. I'm a grateful, recovered food addict in Florida. And we alcoholics are undisciplined. Well, I wonder where Bill got that one, you know. Maybe he called me and asked me, you know, and I told him. No, I don't think so. He got it. He really got it. That's got my name written all over it. I am totally undisciplined, you know. I mean, yeah, that's me right there. And excuse me, I've always been undisciplined. I mean, I was worse off earlier, like I heard earlier on the call, you know, I just ate anything, anytime, anywhere. And then I was late everywhere I went, you know, and so I need discipline. And lately I've been, really checking out the food and it's been looking real good. So I'm sure I'm disciplined on that. And trying to figure out how I can take extras of stuff, you know. And okay, my little Chip is in here and he's just squeaking his toy here. Yeah, okay. So we let God discipline us in a simple way we have just outlined. Yeah, well, then he goes on to say faith without works is dead. So I've seen people and I've been that way where I've had a lot of faith and that didn't work. And I've had a lot of works and that didn't work. It had to be both. You know, I had to have faith and works. And my works have been a little short. My faith has probably been a little short too. But my works have been a little short. You know, I've been missing meetings. I've been, you know, not reading as much. You know, I think I've been, you know, I think I'm not near as important as I like to think I am. You know, that's what the whole thing is. I think I'm important, but I'm not near as important as I like to think I am. So faith without works is dead. Faith and works. And I've tried this. I've tried this program in church. I've tried to do it in church. I've tried to, you know, ask people for prayer and stuff in church. I never got sober, you know. And but this program works. This vision works this way.
First step time?
Yeah. Thank you. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce and his doodle in Florida. Next, we've got Diane MC and Barbara S. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. This is Diane MC in Chicagoland. We alcoholics are undisciplined. Boy, I dismiss that. That's what I was looking at in the program.
Oh, Diane, I'm sorry. You're breaking up. It's very hard to hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, that's much better.
Okay. So, looking on the outside, it looked like I was pretty disciplined. Look at my health, the work I do, my responsibilities. If I make a commitment, I'm there. So externally, it looked like I was pretty disciplined. But not so. You know, this is written for addicts. We alcoholics or addicts are undisciplined. What about that addictive nature within me? And that's where I was so undisciplined. And my mantra, I'd have a food plan. My mantra was at the end of the evening when I was tired, I don't care. That was my mantra. I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to do my own thing. No wonder I was slipping and sliding. Yeah, I had a plan. The program gave me directions. Bottom line, I was still on the throne. So fortunately, that's down. I have neutrality where this I don't care slips back in for me is in other areas because I'm still an addict, especially late at night when I'm tired and I just want to scroll, want to social media, time waster. I don't have a lot of time. Yet, how do I feel afterwards? Like a shithead. It doesn't make me feel better. So, and what do I do when I reach for that social media? I don't care. I know I've got a good book, something healthier waiting for me. I don't care. So that's a red flag for me. Recently, I've got an accountability partner now we're plowing through a really important book. It's deep. It caused me to be disciplined in my mind to think, and we're kind of a student through this book, sharing that. And that's really helped for me to reach for a book, something healthier than social media. Because that could be a segue for me of that I don't care attitude to then trickle down into my my food plan, my discipline with my recovery. So I'm grateful for these red flags. And for me right now, it happens to be a problem with social media. And so I'm working on that now with accountability partners. That's been helpful. So that epithet, I don't care. I just, today.
Diane, that's time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Diane and C.
Hi, this is Barbara Ash. Do you hear me?
I do, Barbara. Well, good morning.
Oh, hi. Glad to be here. I have to rush because my phone is getting out of juice, but very, very grateful to be here. As far as undisciplined, I'd say number one with the food on and off, as I know most of us understand. But there are times that I have been disciplined and I need my higher power. I have to open my ears and open the door for my higher power to remind me what works. The big book is the Bible, that, and the meetings, and I'm on my way. I'm in recovery. God bless and thank you. I have to go. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara S. And let's see, we've got some time. We can probably take one or two more shares. Please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Margaret P., Georgia, CK, California.
I got Margaret. I got Margaret in Georgia, I think.
Susan,
and then
C.
There was
CK,
okay,
California.
Susan, we got you. So we got to stop with those two because I don't think we'll have time for more. So we'll go Margaret, and I didn't catch your last initial. In Georgia, and then Susan G. Good morning, Margaret.
Hey, good morning. It's Margaret D. as in, I don't know, Delta in Georgia. And thank you, moderator, for all your help and hard work. And also, welcome to the Still Suffering Compulsive Eaters, whether you're brand new or you've been here for 40 years. So the lines that I want to drill down to are about being undisciplined and we let God discipline us. I used to think, before I had a psychic change, that discipline meant, you know, bite the stick so nobody will hear you scream in pain. It was all about do more, do it harder, do it quicker, do it, you know, more efficiently or whatever. And yet in the pages directly before this sentence, it says we relax, we take it easy, we don't struggle, and that we are often surprised how the right answers come after we have tried this for a while. So the way that discipline works is my running the show. She's got to quit trying to be the boss and just go back and have that constant contact with power who knows, absolutely knows. And this, I think, is the great joke, and I'm going to pass with this, that I think I know better than God, and so I have to, again, get into this hyperactivity stuff. And I don't. I'm supposed to just relax and take it easy and not struggle. And there's also, we don't hear it much in OA, or I don't anymore, but there was a simple sentence that said, easy does it. And that's actually in the big book later on. And easy actually does get things done. So with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Margaret D. in Georgia. And Susan, we've got about 2 minutes.
Okay, thanks, Steph. Hi, everyone. Thank you, and thank you to everybody else being of service this Friday. Gosh, so much in here. And sorry, Susan, recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles, California. We compulsive overeaters are undisciplined. Well, tut, 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 I don't like that. The same way that I didn't like you telling me in step one that my life was unmanageable, because I show up, I do this, I do that. But it was the way in which I did it, because I didn't bring God in. And where it says faith without works, it's dead. So I can say, I believe in this, I do that. But do I? Which way are my feet moving? And that's what's changed. And in these preceding, you know, the pages that we've been reading, and specifically this whole On Awakening chunk, it tells me again to ask God to direct my thinking. And what usually, you know, and gradually how this becomes a working part of the mind. And it didn't happen the day I reached my goal weight. It didn't. And it changes every day. And at 25 years, it's still changing and evolving. And today, luckily, I see those moments so much quicker, and I'm able to pause, you know, so much more graceful way, if I could only get my sentence out gracefully, than I did ever before. But there is always room for improvement. So we become much more efficient. So I have to keep on letting God into my heart, letting that sunlight of the Spirit in. And it doesn't say anywhere that I'm going to be abstaining from emotions, because I'm human. In the AA 12 and 12, it talks a lot about our basic instincts gone awry, and that can easily happen. So faith without works is dead, and that is what it's like for a girl like me. Stephanie, thank you so much. With that, I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Susan G. from California. You were able to get it out. let's see here. Oh, it's time. We're going to now close the meeting with the reading from the big book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Julie E.B., can you please read A Vision for You? Julie, we can't hear you. Star one, please. Julie? Can I be heard, everyone?
Yes, you can.
You're coming in loud.
I hear you.
Yes, you heard.
Okay. Brady. Well, let's go. Eileen M., can you please read A Vision for You?
Sure. Good morning. Eileen M., recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.